Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our message this morning comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55. Isaiah writes, "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me, hear that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you, because the Lord your God and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Can you feel it? We are at about the halfway point in our Lenten journey through the spiritual discipline. We have learned about repentance, fasting, and prayer. Last week, we talked about meditation, in which we take time to ponder on a couple of scripture verses at a time. As we continue with the spiritual disciplines today, we will focus on scripture reading, which is an important part of what it means to be a Christian. I can still remember one of the times when I was doing my scripture reading at Boy Scout camp. My troop loved sleeping out under the stars, whether it was July or January, so a bunch of us were sleeping under the stars, just set up our sleeping bags on a mattress on the ground. I hadn't finished my Bible reading for the day, so I pulled out my Bible and started reading by the light of my flashlight. One of the younger scouts wasn't asleep yet and asked what I was doing. And this gave me a great opportunity to talk to him about God's word and everything Jesus has done for us and the benefits of prayer, among other things. And so this gets me to thinking, how much time do we spend reading scripture on a daily basis? Is there any room for improvement? There are a lot of reasons that people don't read scripture or don't read scripture more often. For one, they think there's no time for it. And really, isn't that our excuse for everything we should be doing but aren't? Time always seems to slip away. And that's why in, for example, budgeting money, it is important to budget the important things, tithing, food, clothing, housing, before anything else. And the same holds true with time. Allocate time to the important things, tithing, food, clothing, important things like scripture reading, worship, and prayer first. If time's a struggle, simply turn to the book of Psalms and read a single psalm every day. Simply reading and meditating on one psalm every day would be a tremendous benefit for you. Or perhaps your excuse is, I've already read it. And if you have already read all the way through the Bible, good for you. However, I find that reading a book over and over again can be an enormous benefit. When you read it again, you gain new insights into the book by finding all of the connections that you missed the first time through. That works for books like The Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter. It works for the Bible, too. Perhaps you may say that you've tried to read through Scripture before, but never got very far. And a lot of times when we try to start reading the Bible, we start from Genesis and try to work our way through cover to cover. And that is a good way to do it, but a lot of people get bogged down and stuck right around Leviticus, Numbers. Those who make it past the first five books of the Bible get to First Chronicles and give up when you get seven straight chapters of nothing but names that you can't pronounce. And that's actually quite understandable. It gets pretty old trying to read through all of these names. But perhaps instead of starting from the beginning, there is a better option. Start with the New Testament and read through the four Gospels and Acts. In the Old Testament, the prophets are a great place to start, especially with Isaiah and all of his messianic prophecies looking forward to Jesus and what Jesus would do. If you need a suggestion of somewhere to start reading the Bible, talk to me and I can probably help you find something in the Bible that would speak to you and help you to get started. So those are some of the reasons why we don't read and why it is important to read, or how we can read. But why is it so important for us as Christians to be reading God's Word regularly? Simply put, reading the Word grows your faith. Our reading and many other places in Scripture describe God's Word like water that nourishes plants. Just as the rain that we got the last couple of days nourishes our plants, our gardens, our fields, God's Word also nourishes and grows your faith. It's amazing looking outside and seeing the green grass after the rain. And the same thing happens when we are in and reading God's Word regularly. It starts to grow. Our faith starts to grow and sprout and blossom in new and exciting ways. In John 4, Jesus says, "Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him," meaning his word, "will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." God's Word helps our faith to grow. And it also, reading His Word, brings us closer to God. Excuse me. In 1 Peter, Peter says, "Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation." It is God's Word that helps us to grow and helps us to draw closer to Him. And really, when we are reading God's Word is God. God's Word is Jesus Christ who comes to us in His Word to help us to draw closer to Him. In John 1, John says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." God's Word brings us to God. And also, reading God's Word aligns us with God's purpose for us and actually does God's work in us. In our gospel reading today, it is God's Word, Jesus, speaking to the blind man and making the mud and putting it on his eyes that heals him. God's Word is performative. It does what God says. Or then in Psalm 78, it says, "Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth." Reading God's word aligns us with God. So why is scripture reading so important? I want everyone to turn with me to page 327 in the front of our hymnals as we prepare to receive the sacrament in a few minutes. As we read through here, I want you to think about what it is that God's word does for us when it is mixed in with the physical, simple, common elements of bread and wine. We're going to read the second paragraph that starts after the question, how can bodily eating and drinking do such great things? Certainly not just eating and drinking do these things, but the words written here, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. These words, along with the bodily eating and drinking, are the main thing in the sacrament. Whoever believes these words has exactly what they say, forgiveness of sins. It is God's word that gives the power to the Lord's Supper. It is by God's word that we receive the true body and blood of Christ alongside the bread and wine. What an incredible blessing God gives us in his word. And this is a word that we can take home and read anytime we need the comfort that God offers. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.